Yo Gen Z, Riley Hart here, and let's talk about something real, something that's probably haunting your late night school sessions: food. Not just like, is there pizza delivery near me, but the whole mind-body connection thing. Ever feel like you're constantly battling cravings, or stress eating until your soul is filled with sadness and regret? Yet I get it, fam. We live in a world where treat yourself is basically a religion, but sometimes that scroll-stopping pizza pick just feels heavy. Listen up, because today's self-care RX is all about mindful eating. It's not about becoming some super zen Buddha who meditates over kale smoothies, though. Props to you if you do. This is about building a healthier relationship with food, one that doesn't leave you feeling guilty or drained. First things first, ditch the guilt trip. We've all been there, binging Netflix and stuffing our faces while pretending we don't hear the internal voice screaming at us. But honestly, that inner critic ain't helping anyone. Food should be enjoyed, not feared. Think about it like this. You wouldn't judge a friend for loving their fave band or hobby, right? So why punish yourself for enjoying a slice of pizza or five? Next up, slow down, fam. We live in a world obsessed with speed, fast food, instant gratification, endless scrolling. But mindful eating is about savoring every bite. Put that phone down, chew your food properly, and actually taste it. Pay attention to the textures, the aromas, even the sounds. You'd be surprised how much flavor you miss when you're multitasking like a robot. And speaking of robots, let's talk about those mindless snacking habits. Ever find yourself munching on chips while watching TikTok, even though you're not actually hungry? Sound familiar? That's your brain playing tricks on you. Pay attention to your body's actual hunger cues. Feeling a rumbling in your stomach? Time for a real meal. Just scrolling through Instagram and feeling the urge to grab a bag of Doritos? Maybe try stretching or taking a walk instead. Now, let's get real about stress eating. We all do it, deadlines looming, exams stressing us out, that awkward date you're trying to forget. But food isn't your BFF in this situation. It might offer temporary comfort, but it won't solve the root cause of your stress. Try channeling those anxious vibes into something more productive: a good workout, journaling, even just taking a few deep breaths. Finally, remember that it's all about balance. You don't have to be a health nut to have a healthy relationship with food. Enjoy your favorite treats in moderation, and focus on nourishing your body with wholesome goodness most of the time. Here's a real-life example for you. Picture this: you're studying for that exam that feels like it's eating your soul alive. Your brain is fried, your eyelids are drooping, and all you can think about is raiding the snack drawer. But instead of reaching for the sugary chips which will leave you feeling more drained than before, try grabbing a piece of fruit, some nuts, or even a small bowl of yogurt. You'll still get that energy boost without the crash later on. It's like upgrading your study session from a sad desk lunch to a power move. So there you have that: mindful eating ain't about deprivation, fam. It's about making conscious choices, enjoying every bite, and finding that sweet spot between indulgence and nourishment. Ditch the guilt trips, slow down, listen to your body, find healthy stress relievers, and remember, balance is key. Now go forth and nourish those bodies, Gen Z. Don't forget to hit that follow button, rate this episode, and tag us in your TikTok stories if you put these tips into action. We want to see you rocking the mindful eating game. And hey, if you've got any questions or just want to rant about your latest food struggle, we've all been there, slide into our DMs, we're here for you. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.